All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor. I'm speaking to you from the borough of Queens in New York City on this, the 9th day of March, 2021. Before I talk more about today's show, I do like to remind you each and every week that I am the author of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can sign up for my weekly and monthly newsletter at miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com, or you can call our office here during normal work hours in New York City at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. I would also like to encourage all of you to consider checking out Chen Lin's work. Chen Lin, what is Chen buying, what is Chen selling, especially if you're interested in the biotech sector, energy sector, as well as the precious metal sector. Chen Lin has an expertise in all of those areas. So it's chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com, to consider signing up for Chen's letter. And I'll also want to encourage you to send along any comments you might have about this show, positive or negative or somewhere in between. We like to hear from our listeners as often as possible. Send that to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions, the number four, taylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for this week, SK Mining Corp, Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, Eloro Resources, Irving Resources, Hannon Metals, Fury Gold Mines, Great Bear Resources, and Lion One Metals. I've titled today's show, Investments for This Brave New World. Frank Holmes and Jeff Dice return as guests this week. Trillions of dollars created out of thin air have served to reduce U.S. interest rates towards zero and real interest rates into negative territory. This, combined with lower capital gains taxes, has resulted in the greatest financial gambling casino in history and has taken capital away from productive activities and directed it straight to the Wall Street stock and bond gambling casino. Today, it looks as if the $1.9 trillion so-called relief bill, COVID relief bill, is going to become law. This is just more trillions of dollars on top of previous trillions of dollars created out of thin air that will work its way through the economy and, I believe, lead to rising inflationary pressures, which in turn will cause interest rates to rise. And although stocks are up sharply today, rising rates of the last few couple of weeks or so has led to a much more volatile stock and bond market, that is for sure, in the Wall Street gambling casino. In just a few minutes, I will be asking Jeff Deist about his thoughts regarding whether rising rates caused by a shortage of savings in the American economy are inclined to lead toward a deflationary environment triggered by a financial market collapse, or whether the Fed and other central banks can overcome these deflationary dynamics with countless trillions upon trillions of dollars created mysteriously out of thin air. I also want to ask Jeff his opinion regarding cryptocurrencies and how he thinks governments will respond to the threat of cryptocurrencies to the monopoly powers governments hold over fiat currencies in the banking systems that, of their respective countries. I want to ask Jeff that because as a tax lawyer, he certainly has some views on how government is likely to respond. Also, I want to get Jeff's opinion about about cryptocurrencies, because after Jeff is with me, Frank Holmes will join me in the second half of today's show to talk about cryptocurrencies, because in fact Frank is actually the interim executive chairman of a company named Hive Blockchain Technologies. Hive actually mines cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin and Ethereum, and the company is doing so profitably. This is a very interesting story that I want to learn a lot more about for myself personally. It's a potential investment, and very possibly may cover it in my newsletter. Not sure yet, but that's an idea that I have. In addition to cryptocurrencies, of course, Frank is also extremely well-versed in the precious metals markets, with his firm U.S. Global managing several mutual funds and a couple of ETFs. So I will certainly want to ask Frank about his views on gold and silver and the mining sector as well when I speak to him during the second half of today's show. Well, I do think that we have a very exciting show today, so I hope that you will stick with me and Frank Holmes in the second half of today's show, and with Jeff Deist, who will be with me in just a minute or two, a couple of minutes after our first commercial break, which we're going to take right now. So don't go away. I'll be right back with Jeff Deist to hear his views on the causes of the underlying market instability and his views on cryptocurrencies. I'll be right back with Jeff Deist.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Fury Gold Mines is a Canadian exploration and development company committed to aggressively growing its scalable, high-grade gold assets across its 3.5 million ounce portfolio. Led by a management team of proven explorers and developers, Fury aims to generate major catalysts and performance per share by advancing exploration campaigns across Canada. Fury is well positioned to create value for investors with low risk development growth and the potential for a new major discovery. Fury Gold Mines trades on the TSX and NYSE American under Fury. To learn more, go to FuryGoldMines.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.